going back to the album, did you intend for All We Make Is Entertainment to sound like a Queen record?
I think Jim saw it initially more as a hybrid, really, between... he definitely saw Springsteen in it. Mm. He saw the guitars being a mixture of Skids and Slash. And then the outro is total Brian May. I mean, it's just absolutely... Just as, like, I think the end of Postcards is the nearest, actually.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, find me somebody to love, somebody, somebody, which I do start to sing in my head on stage.
And I hear Lenny Kravitz in Hazelton Avenue. First time I heard it, I was just like that.
It's actually, we dissected
it. I couldn't work out what it was for about 3 days, and it was like an earworm.
Yeah, we did dissect, and it's actually, the chords bear no relation at all. But it's definitely the groove to it.
Yeah.
I mean, It Ain't Over is a truly genius record.
Yeah.
Lenny, we played with him once in Switzerland, and he literally didn't come anywhere near the gig until 2 minutes before, and he arrived out of his car, two gorgeous women with this amazing sort of fake fur coat, just walked out of the car and walked straight on stage.
Yeah, I remember we saw him once at TFI Friday when you were
playing. Oh, yeah.
And that might have been Tsunami or something, around about that time.
Yeah.
He was like, mate, got out of the car with about 100 bodyguards, huge guys, or like hanging
around. And I don't mind a bit of that, you know.
And he like, kind of like, looked over, and obviously there's a group of us standing there, and he's like, no, no, Father. It's alright, we're not here for you. It was quite fun.
There is definitely
Okay.
I mean, there's not much of his music I admire, but it ain't over is one of them, that's for sure.
Yeah.